Lady Gaga speaking out about her relationship with Bradley Cooper. Was it romantic? Was it not? We'll hear what she had to say coming up in just a second. First, this is crazy. Whitney Houston's longtime best friend, Robin Crawford, is opening up about what the whole world speculated at the time, that she and Whitney had a physical relationship and were dating. Have you seen Whitney Houston's documentary on Netflix?
Not the Netflix one, but there was another one that I saw recently.
The one on Netflix is seriously one of the best musical documentaries ever made. I really, really recommend it. And it does come up in the documentary as well, Whitney's relationship with Robin. But while Whitney was alive, she never came out and said they were dating or that they were in love or that their relationship was physical. But now Robin is saying that was, in fact, the case. They met at a summer camp when Whitney was only 16 years old, I think. It was in 1980. And she said that their friendship really quickly turned into more than that.
No, I wasn't surprised. I was in that moment. It was ours. And I mean, like, she just came into my life all of a sudden. I didn't know how long it was going to last, but I was just enjoying the moment. And that's what we did. We just enjoyed it.
So some people close to Whitney will say that back in the day, they were open about how close they were around certain people, but that Whitney's mother had a huge issue with it. And she says it wasn't natural for them to be together. Mm-hmm. So she like really kept it on the DL, partly for that reason.
I kind of feel bad for Whitney because who's here to sort of defend her or, you know, corroborate these stories? Because Robin obviously has a book to sell.
I guess I don't really see it as need for defense, though. If a man were to come out right now and say, like, me and Whitney dated for a little bit, I don't think we'd really be questioning much about it. I don't think there's much really to defend.
If they had a book to sell, I'd be questioning it.
You think so? She is selling a book. Comes out later this month if you're into it. Okay, Lady Gaga opened up a lot more about her personal life. She sat down with Oprah Winfrey, actually, for a magazine interview. And she opened up about the fact that she has PTSD after she was assaulted repeatedly at the age of 19. She also struggles with chronic pain and neuropathic pain, trauma response, not to mention fibromyalgia, which she has spoken out about before. And she even opened up about being taken to the ER while she was having a psychotic break at one point in her life.
Wow.
Yeah. She said the doctor that day who prescribed her medication, which she still takes, and all of her friends truly saved her life at the time.
Wow.
She is making herself so vulnerable. She's been through so much.
I know. She's still only in her early 30s.
She's very, very young.
My God.
Mm-hmm. But there was, I guess, good news too. She did open up about Bradley Cooper and their alleged romance. So it wasn't all heavy. The whole interview wasn't all heavy. She said, "It's silly. We made a story, and of course, we wanted people to believe that we were in love, and that was the same with their performance at the Oscars." She says the whole thing was mapped out and orchestrated to make people feel that it was love. I still don't believe it.
Or he shut her down. I don't know. I guess. So they're dating? Is that what you're saying?
No, she said that it was just like perfectly orchestrated that way. You don't see that kind of chemistry. Maybe they do both have just that much talent that they're able to go there, but you just don't see it happen that often.
She has a talent. Him, I don't know.
Bradley Cooper?
He's pretty talented.
Pretty talented. He's no Lady Gaga.
No, nobody is. All right, I'm Nikki, and that's your biz. And coming up, we've got your chance to take Sam down. Going to play Are You Smarter Than Sam?
Yeah.
$100 cash on the line. If you can take him down, we're going to hear the latest from the Jonas Brothers and Usher up first with Nice and Slow. It's a Beat 92.5. Good morning.